some lawmakers are calling for Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's removal from Congress on the heels of several controversial videos and her colleagues saying Greene berated and targeted her. Tonight, we're going to give you both sides of the story. News Nation correspondent Michael Shore is live in California with the story. Michael.
Rita Bay, good evening to you. Sorry, can't complain about the weather here in Marina Del Rey, California. But yes, we are talking a lot about what's happening in Congress and a lot of what's going to be happening in this coming week as the House returns. They were out last week, Nancy Pelosi bringing them back on Monday. And on the agenda, first and foremost, will be the fines being imposed by Speaker Pelosi because of fears that there are indeed some security threats going beyond just what happened on January 6th, security threats that the Speaker and members of her party are saying are coming from actual members of Congress. Here's the Speaker this past Thursday addressing some of what has been said in the past week.
We will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives.
And when they say the enemy is within, she didn't name names, but she's speaking about members of Congress, maybe Andy Harris, the Republican of Maryland, who was caught with a gun going through one of the metal detectors, perhaps Lauren Boebert, who has said that she wants to bring a gun onto the floor of Congress. So that is certainly an issue they're talking about, talking to about the security for members when they travel to and from their districts back to the House of Representatives. That's being worked out as well. You mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. We are in the next hour going to be talking about just that. Marjorie Taylor Greene coming under fire from many Democrats. Cori Bush, the representative from Missouri, saying she's going to be moving her office because of Marjorie Taylor Greene. So there's a lot of intrigue aside from the fact that they're also going to have to start dealing with whatever is sent over by the president in terms of a stimulus package. So a big calendar next week for the House of Representatives and Nancy Pelosi.